Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Mishpatim. This is a very unusual collection of psukim. It's one of these psukim that one of these paragraphs where you can translate every word and you don't know what it's saying. It's Perkei Ches, Rivi in Parshas Shoftim. Yud Ches Pasuk Vav. Okay, so let's just read it and see what happens over here and see what Rashi does with us also. L'chi Avo HaLevi. When the Levite will come, Me'achad She'arecha, from one of your cities, Me'kol Yisrael, from anywhere in Israel, right? Asher HaGarsham, where he sojourns, lives. Uva B'chalavas Nafsho, he comes with his full heart's desire, El HaMakom HaSheyuchar Hashem, to the place which Hashem. So all we know now is there's somebody from Levi who's coming because he wants to the Beis HaMikdash, but we don't know what's going on exactly. Rashi, at the end of this whole thing, will tell us that there are 24 places in the Torah where Levi means Kohen, and that's how he wants us to understand it over here. Where did I see that? Where did I?
That's the first pasuk he already says,
no? Is that where it is?
Well, he says Yetzavim Shinver in the Shiras. I mean, I guess he means, does that mean?
Yeah, we're maybe I'm remembering the Gemara. No, I'm pretty sure it's over here. Where at pasuk what?
On Vav, I mean, does he mean?
Mechiyavar Levi Yachol Ben Levi. Aha. Very good, okay. And but somewhere else Rashi says that this is one of 24 places that Levi means Kohen. And maybe it's the Gemara, maybe it's the Rashi in the Sukkah or Tainus. Do you remember? Okay. I'm almost sure it was here in Chodesh, isn't that something? Okay. So anyway, so we're talking about a Kohen. And the Gemara proves it from the fact that it says Vishayres in the next Pasuk. And there is no sheres for a Levi, therefore it means a Levi Kohen, a Kohen who is a Levi. Second pasuk. So anyway, he's coming. V'sheres b'shem Hashem Elokav. He will, and he'll serve in the name of Hashem as God. K'chol achav halavim ha'amdim shem lefnei Hashem. Like all his brothers, the Levim, Kohenim, who are standing there before God. So far he hasn't said what he should do. Chelek achelek achelek. They should eat a portion like the other portion shall they eat. Levad mi makarav al ha'avas. Besides the purchase or the selling on the forefathers. Like, what's it talking about? Right? There's just no way to know what the pasuk is talking about from the psukim themselves without some drushes. So let's see what Rashi does over here. So Rashi says, La'amud l'sharei, so this is talking about, sorry, the number one is we have over here. That's before. That's from before. Next, v'chiyavah Levi Yachol b'ben Levi v'adai because of Levi tamalav v'sherei so Levi v'shav. Fine. Next, v'cholavas nafsho v'va v'cholav nafsho. He comes with the full charge of desire v'sherei. Limeid says Rashi, limeid al hakohen shabat u'markin karbanos nivasa achavasa v'apila b'mishnah rishena shalom. This comes to tell you that a kohen can come when his family is not on duty in the mishmaros. Because the Mishmaros assigned duty in the Beis HaMikdash to different families. Every family was on duty 1 week and then off duty the rest of the time. So, at least at the end. So, a Kohen can come at any time and say, I don't care if it's my family's time, my Mishmar or not, I'm going to be Makriv, my Chiyuv, or my voluntary offering, and he doesn't have to wait. So that's B'Sheres. So, okay, so b'chol avas nafsho, whenever he wants. Moving on. Dabar acher, odli made al hakonim habayim l'regel shemakriven v'ovdin v'karbonos habos machmas haregel. This comes to teach you, and this is going to be the key here. This is from the Sifri. It's amazing that Rashi brings this as a dabar acher. But this means that a kohen who comes during the regalim, during any of the three regalim, he can participate in the karbanos and do and eat whatever git matnas kahuna would come, and also do the service without it being his mishmar, right? Even though normally he has to wait for his mishmar, now he doesn't. Kagon b'sorei regel, v'av b'shen mishmar shalem. Okay, so that's what it means. How do we know we're talking specifically about the regel? So we'll see in the Sifri that that there's a clue in this paragraph that indicates that we're talking about the regel. Next pasuk, chelik chelik chelu, a portion like a portion. It sounds like it's saying maybe a similar portion in the EG, something like that. Melamed shalchokin ba'oros ba'basos yirichatos. So this comes to tell you that they divide amongst the hides and the flesh of the Seir HaTos. Right. Yachal af edvarim shabayim shalom machmas haregel. Perhaps you might think that this pasuk is telling you that they also divide on things that would come as non-regel obligations, like people fulfilling their own personal obligations and that kind of thing. Or kegan tamidim u'mesoy Shabbos and dormin adavos. Or the regular tamid of the day, or the musaf of Shabbos, which are not caused by the regel, or as I said, in Dharma and Adavas, their own personal obligations. Tama lomar, levad mim karav alavas. Besides, says Rashi, chutz mimash shamachra ha'avas. Not including, not to be applied to that which was sold by the ancestors. What does that mean? Bimei David Ishmuel, in the time of David Ishmuel, shenikvu ha'mishmar samachra zelazet, where they established the mishmaras and they sold rights. He said, you take week one, I'll take week two. They made like a trade. So it's called Machru Zelazel. They sold one to the other. So that was in the days of David Shmuel. Tola Shabbos Chavaniya, Tola Shabbos, you take your Shabbos, your week, and I'll take my week. So that stuff, which is not caused by the regel, that's other things. That's the Mim Karav Al Havos. So that they do have to still regard the mishmaras. But regarding the regalim, whatever came on the regal, that the mishmaras don't make a thing. So the pasuk is coming to say that any kohen can have access to the karbanos of the regal. That's what the pasuk is saying. That's how Rashi learns. That's how the Sifri learns. So going back to the pasuk, when a kohen comes from anywhere, a kohen comes. Then he can come b'chol avas nasho, to his heart's desire, right? V'sheres, and serve whenever he wants. K'chol achav alavim, like everybody else, he doesn't have to wait for a mishmar. Chelik achelik achel, have an equal portion, except for that which was already traded away by the ancestors when they set up the mishmaras. That's what the pasuk's saying. Okay. So now let's go to the. Oh, you don't have the sheets yet. So now let's go to the Sifri right away to see how the Sifri, which is very similar to the Gemara in Sukkah, treats it here. There's a second side. Okay, so let's take a look and see where the three should be. Maybe the three is on the other side. Yeah. Okay. So okay, I see that there is a little problem here. See, it's a little messed up. I don't know how that happened. Okay. It's clearly my mistake. I mean, whatever. Alright, so the Sifri, I don't have the original. I got this over computers. I don't have the original in front of me. Let's go. Well, you know, we'll do the Gemara and see how close it is to the Sifri. Okay, we'll see how that goes. We'll do the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah is Nun Hey Amid. Okay, yeah, the Gemara says like this. Tanu Rabban, minayin shekol hamishmaros shavos ve'emurei haregalim. So the Gemara is style, it's not like the Sifri. So how do you know that all mishmaros are equal when it comes to the emurim, the fats of the regalim? Right, that they're going to divide equally there, they have equal access. Tama lomar, comes the pasuk to say, Uba b'chol avas nafsha v'sheres. He shall come with all, at any time he wants, and serve. Which means, all mishmaros, anybody comes. Yachal afishari mosesh shanakein, you might think that all year long they can come and serve whenever they want. Tama lomar, comes the pasuk me'achad sha'arecha. That from one of your cities. So the word Achad Sharecha is an odd phrasing, enough to cause us to learn that we, the pasuk is telegraphing another din. I'm only talking about the Kohen coming and serving at his heart's desire at a time when all Israel is coming b'shar echad, in one gate, and that would be the regalim. When Kohen Yisrael comes up to Yerushalayim, and that would mean one, not one gate literally, but one city, just like the Achad Sha'arecha means one of your cities. So b'shar echad, one city. So all of Israel is coming to Yerushalayim. That's when this pasuk applies. Okay, even though it doesn't mean that in the pasuk, right? The pasuk doesn't mean if a Levi comes me'achad sha'arecha from one of your cities, it means from one of your cities. But the way the Torah says that also telegraphs that this is an achad sha'arecha parsha, a parsha that applies only when Klai Yisrael is coming to Yerushalayim altogether. Okay, then the Gemara goes on. Minayin shekol mishmar shavus mechilik lechem apanim. How do we know that all mishmaros are equal in dividing up the lechem apanim? So it says, Tamalomer chelik kechelik yachelu, kechelik avoda kachelik achilo. Okay, we have this, that's not exact. That's, you don't have that in the Sifri. We'll go a little farther. So kechelik kechelik yachelu, kechelik avoda kechelik achilo. So they, therefore they eat, they get. Just like they're allowed to in the previous pasuk come in and do the avodah as they want, they also get the benefit, so to speak. Okay, let's see. Yachol af b'chavas abos shalom achmas aregel. Perhaps the kohenim would also share equally in any obligatory karbanos that came not because of Yom Tov, that happened to be offered on Yom Tov. No! Talmud Lomer comes to the pasuk and says, levad mim karav al ha'avos. Accepting that which was sold by the forefathers, ma machru ha'avos zelazeh. What did they sell one to the other? Ani b'shabbosi v'ata b'shabbascha. Me and my Shabbos, you and your Shabbos, your week, my week, and so on and so forth. The Torah is saying specifically, no. Okay, so that's how the Sifri darshins it. Rashi was very close to that, and that's okay. So those are the psukim. Now we can go to the Rambam and see what he says about this mitzvah, how he passes it. But let me ask you this. I'm asking myself at the same time. If we just read these psukim with Rashi, with who's informed, so to speak, by the Sifri, so what would we say? If we were going to say there's a mitzvah coming out of here, what mitzvah would we count? What would we say is a mitzvah here? What did the Torah tell us? That what? That on Shalosh Regalim, any Kohen can serve, right? Did the Torah tell us anything about not Shalosh Regalim?
It implied that.
It implied that other times it's not that way, and it seems to recognize min karav al ha'avos.
Even then, that is not part of the mitzvah. Is
right. So even on the regalim, you still have this deal of min karav al ha'avos. Does it right? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
So would the does the pasuk tell you that there is an absolute din that you have to have only a kohen who's part of the mishmar eating the rest of the year? Does the Torah, is there anything in the Limudin that we saw
like
that
a mitzvah?
Even seemingly not. Is that if he wants to, he can come and
right. If he wants to now on Shalosh Regalim,
he can come and do it.
Is there any implied Isser in the pasuk any other time for a non Mishmar Kohen coming to participate? Not really, not that I can see. Right?
Might imply he can't get his chelak at that time.
Because mim karav al ha'avos. Right. But it might imply that when there is a deal, he can't break the deal. But it doesn't, for example, if you wanted to say, if a Kohen does somehow, if I want to give you, I'm a Kohen of Mishmar A is our Mishmar and you're a Mishmar B, I want to give you a chelik. Are you allowed to take it? If I'm Michael, correct. So I made it. My ancestors made a deal with your ancestors, and now it's my turn. Can I give it to you? Huh? So if there's an isur, I'm just trying to say practically. If there's an isur asay or something like that, so then you can't have it. But if it's just like you can make a deal if you want, so then So there's no real insert, you know. It's not. It's just an arrangement that you can make. So that's. I really think that's what the Ramban is driving at. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll look at it together. All right. Let's go to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah 36, the positive commandments.
It's also not clear. Is it an Isser, or, you know, do the Kohen of the Mishmar have a priority to go and do it? And, you know, further ones than the Regalim, then if I just, you know, Joe Shmuel Kohen can come in and decide I want to do it, I can take also.
Right.
The regular ones, he has a priority because he's part of the Mishmar, but I don't know if it says specifically that I can't go and.
Right. It doesn't really say that you can't, right. Just says the other one a priority, right.
The other one, I can go and take it if I want.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like. So let's see the Rambam here in Mitzvah Seseh Lamavav. I think you have it there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Third paragraph there. So I'm reading from the Frankel thing. We'll see if it matches. He shesivanu sheyihiyu hakanim avdim l'mishmaros. First of all, I notice, I don't know what to do with this. This mitzvah is not the tshiva l'kohanim, right? Shesivanu. We, Klal Yisrael, have a mitzvah that the Kohanim should be working in Mishmaros. Right? Meaning, what does that mean? Ta'avad Mishmara b'chol Shavua. A Mishmar should work in every week. V'lo tehi yad hakol misasekes yachad. This is one translation. There are others. What do you have there? You have the same wording?
Yeah.
Okay, there's another text that says Misarvim yachad. Yeah, I mean, like mixing. Okay, but here is lo sahiya yad hakol mis asekas yaka, and the not everybody's hand should be dealing with it or busying with it altogether. Ela beragalim levad, only on the yamim tovim. There they would sheyavdu az hamishmeros kulan b'shava, hamishmeros kulan b'shava. Then all the mishmeros will work together equally. V'chol mishaba, and anyone who comes yakriv, can offer a carbon. That phrase also is a little funny. B'chol mishabah yakriv. Anybody who, I think it means, b'chol mishabah yakriv will offer carbonos of the regel, which means he'll work. That's what it means. Doesn't mean he brings his own carbon. Fine. B'chol mishabah yakriv. B'kvar hisfar v'divra hayamim, says the Rambam, it's already been clarified in divra hayamim, eich chilkum David v'shmuel, how David and Shmuel divided up the kohanim. For some of us, some esim rabba mishmar, and made them into 24 watches. So therefore, you end up about 2 weeks a year per mishmar. Behisbar b'sukkah, and the Gemara in Sukkah it also clarified sheberagalim yad kulam shava, and the yamim tovim chesosh b'sukkas, they all have an equal share. Right. So far, he's just from divrei yamim he gains that there were mishmaros, right. And from Sukkah he gains that on the Regalim it's all equal, which is what he already said, that the mitzvah is that the Kohanim should serve a Mishmaros, the proper Mishmar each week. They shouldn't get involved with each other. And also in the Regalim they're all equal. Okay, so he's just bringing these sources to back that up. The Lashon Mitzvah Zu, Hu Amar Yisbarach, and the term, the language, the phrase for this mitzvah is where God says in the Torah, V'chi Yavo HaLevi, what we just read. Okay. The Lashon Sifri and the Sifri on that pasuk says, "Uba b'chol vas nafsho, he shall come at by his heart's desire." Yachol la'olam. You might think that means that any time the Kohen could come and serve. Not time alone, but echad sharecha. B'shar sheYisrael mechunasim b'shar echad. Only. This pasuk only applies when everybody's coming to Yerushalayim. B'shloshu regalim. Yachol, this is much more direct than our Gemara. Yachol kol ha-mishmara shavas b'kavanos ha-regal. Habayim shalomach z'rechal tov. Yeah. Yachol kol ha-mishmara shavas b'kavanos ha-regal. Habayim shalomach z'rechal. You might think that all the mishmaras are equal also in the karbanas of that yomtiv that come not because of the yomtiv, meaning anything that's offered during Sukkot, anything that is offered during Pesach, or anything that's offered on the day of Shavuos, that doesn't come because of the regal, but it's offered during that time, you would think that they're all sitting together. Talmud Lamar, Levad, Mimka Rav Alavos, comes the Pasuk. This is not including Mimka Rav Alavos. Ma Machra Hava Zelazah, Ata Shabbasa Vani Shabbasi. What did the ancestors sell to each other? You take your week, I'll take my week. Kalamar, Haskamasam, Beseda, Mishmara, Sa'avoda, Mishmara, Bechol Shavua. Their agreement in the arrangement of the watches for the avoda, one mishmar for each week. Chaim Pirshua Targum. Oh yeah, we should have seen that. And also, that's what Targum says in Chumash. Bar mimatrasa dayaisi b'shav. So let's get the exact nakudas here. I want to pronounce it properly. Yeah, so he says, Bar mimatarta diyesi b'shabasa. Except for the portion that comes in the week, b'chein iskinu avasa, which the ancestors established. So that's what mimkarab al-havas means, the portion that was due in the week, for that week. Okay, so he says, that's how the part of the time is spent. The pasuk, Brahmi matarta, the yaisi bishabta, the chenish kino vasa, the kvarisparu, mishpate mitzvuzu, the sokamar sukkah. Okay, so that's the Rambam. Now that's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah. So the Rambam here, let's go back and see the definition of the mitzvah. That the kohenim should serve in mishmara. So the Rambam counts mitzvah number 36. Start, you don't even need to know anything about Yom Tov to appreciate this mitzvah. The mitzvah is that kohenim should serve in mishmaros. Tavod mishmar b'chol shavua. V'lo tiyya yara kol misasekes yachad. There's an exception to that. The regalim. And the regalim, they all serve together. Right? But the thrust of the mitzvah is, kohanim should serve in the mishmar. So, this is an amazing thing, because the way we just looked at the psukim, it was like the Torah saying, when a kohen comes from and he comes b'chol avas nafsho, he should serve. And this is pasuk is talking about the regalim. And it's saying levad mimkarav alavos, that assertion that they share equally doesn't apply to the arrangement of the mishmaros. And here the Rambam is coming and saying the mitzvah is that a kohen should serve in his mishmar, right? And we're going to see that to the degree that if a person violates it, it's a chiyuv misa if he goes out of his mishmar. So, which he doesn't say here. It's very interesting. I forget if this. I don't think there's a lot here.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot. I forget if there's a lot here, but anyway. So the point is that the Rambam, the thrust of the thing is serve on your mishmar and don't get mixed up with another one. The exception to that is the regalim. So the one noticeable thing here, besides just what I just pointed out, what's also noticeable is that the Rambam really didn't have to count this as one mitzvah. We would have definitely been happy if we would counted two mitzvahs. Mitzvah number one: serve on your mishmaros and don't serve not on your mishmar. Mitzvah number two: on the regalim, kohanim share equally. Nobody would have argued if there was two different mitzvahs. The Rambam is having this all as one thing. So which means conceptually we have to figure out what would be the conceptual framework that would have the Rambam consider both these aspects to be one thing, right? One concept. Why would serving in a mishmar all year long and don't mixing up and sharing in the mishmar and the regal, why would that all be one concept? That's two different dinim. At this time, all year long, I want you to not mix, and you have to have mishmaras. And number two, on the regal, I want you to be together. And I don't have that din. That's like two different things. And the Rambam holds both of them are true. But he puts them all together. Ela beragal and levad and the exterior that they serve. You have to have mishmaras kol mishava. So I'm just pointing that out. Let's look at I didn't get the Rambam in Avodah. Yes, I did. Let's get the Rambam Avodah, because it gets a little interesting here. And that would, do you have it there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Klei Mikdash, yeah. Okay. So first of all, Klei Mikdash, what's Klei Mikdash? I'm saying is, where else could it have been? There's Klei Mikdash after being, yeah, here it is. After he builds it, yeah. So Klei Mikdash is really not dinim of kohanim, right? That's what I'm pointing
out. Isn't the full title
Klei Mikdash? V'ha'ov dibo, thank you. Okay, so 1 second. So let's just set the organization here. Let's get the... Let's get the original organization here. Okay, let's see. There's 14 mitzvahs here. Okay, so Shemen HaMishcha, not duplicating it, not using it. The Ketores, another din of Ketores, carrying the Aron on the shoulders, like we talked last week. I'm 2 weeks ago. Not taking the Badim out. That the Levi should serve in the Mikdash. That nobody should hear. Shelo yasa echad b'melechas chaver b'mikdash. Right. Yeah. Shelo yasa salav. He has not to stick into the other person's avoda. Lekadesh hakon laavoda. Okay. Sheyu kol mishmar shabbos. Mitzvah number 11 is here's how he puts it in the index. Sheyihiyu kol hamishmar shabbos beragalim. So he mentions nothing about mishmaros all year long. In his list, in his index here, in the introduction to Klei Mikdash Avodim. And when he talks about Mishmaros and he has a mitzvah, the thing that he mentions is that on the regalim, all the Mishmaros should be together, right? What does that say to you? If you only saw this, so I'd say, okay, and what about the rest of the time? All the Mishmaros are not together, right? Which means you'd say, what? What do you mean they're not together? How are they? There's some kind of an arrangement. Each Mishmar has its own thing, but there's no lav. There's just no mitzvah that they should be together. So you have an arrangement. David and Shmuel set this thing up. Moshe did, whatever, depending on how you understand the whole thing. But Moshe, David, Ezra, whatever, set it up. And they have an arrangement. Great. There's no requirement to be together. On Shavuos and Pesach and Sukkot, there is. So you call Mishmar Shavuos. That's what it sounds like from here alone, right? And then, where is it over here? I didn't bring the other index. Brad, can I ask you to get that? It would be Sefer Ava. It would look like this, and it would say Ava.
Yeah. Okay. It's ever on the... What number is on the...
It should be... probably is Aleph or a star Aleph or something like that.
35.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Because there it's very interesting how he lists it. It's a little different. Now let's go into Perek Dalet of Klei HaMikdash, which is the selection we have here. And I went. Did I go all the way from Halacha Aleph there, or did I just jump in Halacha Gimel and Dalet? Okay, so let me just give you the flow here, because it's significant, I think. Does that look like it?
Is that the wrong one?
It looks like it might be. No, this is good, actually. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's just go to this. Here, okay, here's mitzvah number 36 in his list here. Lihios Akonim, I'm sorry, Lihios Akonim Ovdim B'Mikdash, Mishmaros, right? That's a weekday din. Lihios, they should work in the Mikdash, Mishmaros. Uva Moedim Ovdim Ke'achad. And on the Moedim, they work like one. Shenemar B'Chiyavah HaLevi Lababim Karabah Lavos. So he quotes the whole paragraph, and he's, I think, you know, I don't know if you can learn the Rambam, etc., is the way you learn the Gruz, etc. When the Gruz says, etc., that means he wants you to focus on the words between the etc. I don't know if that's true with the Rambam, if it's the printer or the Rambam himself. Mm-hmm. But it makes a lot of sense. The Chiyavo Alevi is the Pasuk about the Regel, and Levabim Karav HaLevos is the Pasuk about the deal of the Mishmaros. So the Rambam is using that last Pasuk as a real halachic affirmation that Lihios Hakonim Ovdim B'Mikdash Mishmaros, right? It's a Torah obligation that they should serve as Mishmaros. That's the only reference in that whole paragraph to Mishmaros, is Levav Mim Karav Al Havos. Okay, so here the Rambam is real clear. There's one mitzvah with two aspects to it. There's Mishmaros, and there's the Regel together. Okay, which is consistent with Sefer HaMitzvahs, really, except for the thrust. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says the mitzvah is... it's the same thing. That the mitzvah is they should be mishmaros and they shouldn't mix in, except for the regel. Okay, and here he says, Liyos akonu mishmaros, uvamoedim avdim ke'achad. Here he doesn't really say except, right? Even though the pasuk it says lebavit, right? He just says two dinim, right? But he has it all as one mitzvah. So again, it's interesting. Now going to the Rambam in chapter 4. Let me just read you the whole thing here. So chapter 4 is Hakonim huvdu l'meklal ha-levim la'avodas ha-kavanas. Hakonim were separated from the rest of the levim to do the kavanas, as it says, Vayavdel Aharon l'hakdisho kodesh kodeshim. Okay? U'mitzvas aseihu l'havdil hakonim u'l'kadisham u'l'hachinam l'karban. There's a positive commandment to separate and sanctify and prepare them for a karban. Shenemar v'kidashto kiaslamach l'kechu humakriv. We already talked a little bit about the mitzvah v'kidashto and the Rambam's unique hachana concept. That's hachana l'karban. Fine. So the Rambam just told us a mitzvah of v'kidashto. That's how he opens up this parak, right? Halacha beis. V'tzarech kol adam Yisrael l'nag b'akavad harbei. U'l'haknim asam l'chad davasev k'dusha. Everybody in Israel has to treat them with great respect and to give them priority in holy matters. Liftoach b'tara rishon, or lebarach rishon, v'lito mana yafa rishon. Okay, Aliyah, that was that kind of thing. Halacha gemel. Moshe Rabbeinu cholak hakohenim, I think it's chilek. Chilek hakohenim, I'm not sure it's chilek. It's chilek. Is chilek?
I think so, yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu chilek hakohenim, right. L'shmona mishmaras, that's right. I think that would be called, I think that's Hefil, Chilek, right? He did, not, Chalak would be if he gave L'Kohanim, right? Chilek HaKohanim L'Shmona Mishmaros, he divided the Kohanim to eight. So, says the Rambam, the history here. Arba Me'Elazar, four of them were from the family of Elazar, Arba Me'Itamar. V'chein Hayu Ad Shmuel Anavi, that's how it was until Shmuel. Uv'mei Shmuel, Chilkam hu v'David HaMelech l'arba v'esrim mishmar. Then at that time David and Shmuel divided them into 24. V'al kol mishmar u'mishmar rosh achad memunem, and on each mishmar one person was appointed. V'olin liYerushalayim la'avoda, they would go to Yerushalayim to serve mishmar b'chol Shabbos, a mishmar each week, or actually literally each Shabbos. And the yom Shabbos, yom Shabbos hay mischafin, and from Shabbos to Shabbos they would switch. Mishmar Yotzev Acher Shehu Achrav Nichnas, one would go out, the other one that was following them would come in, Ad Sheyigmaru, until they would finish their thing, V'chozeh Chalila, then they would go back to the beginning of the cycle of the 24. Okay. Then, okay, so far the Rambam started again, just to review. There's a mitzvah of the Kidashto, you have to treat them well. Moshe broke up the things at the 8, and then David Shmuel came along and made it 24. Okay. Next paragraph. U'mitzvas asei lehiyos kol ha-mishmarim shavim b'regel. And it's a positive commandment for all the mishmaras to be equal on the regel. V'chol sheyavu min ha-kohanim b'regel. And anybody who comes from the kohanim on Yom Tov, v'rotcha la'avod, oveid, he gets the right to. V'chol ha-kimayim. And he divides up with the rest of them. V'ein arim lo, and they don't say to him, lech ad she'agia mishmarcha, go away till it's your turn. Shenemar, how do we know you don't do that? Because it says V'chiyavo ha-levi me'achad sharecha. Okay, when a levi comes from one of your cities. Next paragraph. B'medvar mamurim. When do we say that pasuk? V'kabanas haragalim u'v'chilek lechem apanim u'v'chilek shtei alechem shalatzeres. So on Yom Tov, we say that you get an equal share on the karbanos of the regal and on dividing the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem of shavuos. Abu nedarim u'nedavos, which means, but other karbanos that happen to be being brought at that time but are not caused by the Yom Tov or the day of Yom Tov, ein makriven oso, those kohanim who do share equally in the regal, they can't do this v'afilu b'regal, even on Yom Tov, ela mishmar shezman kamua. Only the mishmar who is appointed for that particular time. Shenemar chelak kechelak yachelu levadim krov alos. You have that. So that one halacha here. I don't think I gave you that one. Okay, so this one's important. So b'medvar mamurim. When I'm going back on halacha. When do we say that they share equally? V'kabanos haragolim uvechilak lechem apanim uvechilak shtei alechem shalatzeres. These Yom Tov things. Avon nedarim and nedavos or tumidim. Ain makriv and asan, they can't be makriv them. Va'afilu b'regel, ela mishmar shizmana kavua. Even on the regel, only the one whose mishmar is established for that time. Shenemar, it says chelik 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 levad mimkarav al ha'avos. Kolomar, what does that mean? That pasuk chelik 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 b'karbanas etzibur. They eat. They divide equally portions in the karbanas etzibur. Ve'einan chelik chelik b'shar advarim. But they don't have equal portions in other matters like the darim and nedoros, things that didn't come because of the yom tov. Shekvar chilku osan ha'avos, because they were already pre-divided. Right, Levad Mikarav Ahavos already pre-divided by the ancestors, but Kavu Asam and established on Kamishmar Omishmar Bishabah. So, okay. So this Rambam is a little bit difficult because there's nowhere in the Rambam that the Rambam tells you that there's any prohibition all year long for a Kohen to mix in. I can't find it. Again, the Rambam said Vikidashto and you treat it with honor. Then it gives you the history of Moshe and David and Shemelech of 8 and then 24. Then he says there's a mitzvah say for all the mishmaros to be equal on the regel, right, in Halacha 4. He doesn't say anything about there's a mitzvah say for every mishmar to be alone for itself the rest of the time. He doesn't mention that at all. Even though in his index he tells you that the mitzvah of the mishmaros to serve as mishmaros assigned, and also there's a mitzvah to do it together on the regel, right? But here in his thing, he doesn't mention that at all. There's a yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought in hay there was something like that.
So in hay there's this one word here that let me say it again. When do we say this din? That's on the karbanos of the yom tov, which he then lists. But the darim nedavos ein makriven osan. They, the other non-mishmar kohenim, can't offer them. Afilu baregel, even on the yom tov, ela mishmar shezmana kavua. So he's saying, when do we say that they share equally on yom tov? In the karbanos of the yom tov. But in karbanos that are not of the yom tov, those kohenim that are sharing equally can't share equally on those karbanos. Afilu baregel. Sounds like he is saying something about all year long.
Yeah.
Ela mishma shezmana kamua. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's where he does. But it's really interesting. It's still, he doesn't even mention the word mitzvah there. He doesn't even mention the din usser.
So it's real losa say he listed in his losa say?
He lists the losa says to not do the avoda, and that's for a levi or a kohen. That doesn't seem to be. Yeah, I guess that would be the mishmaros.
Let me hear it. To not do it out of the mishmaros.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, it's there too. Yeah, I was going to look, and it's easier to find it in here because it's all on one page, more or less. Shelo yase echad b'melechas taveru b'mikdash. It's not even a lav and a kohen. Yeah. Sheyabed a levi b'mikdash and shelo yase echad b'melechas taveru b'mikdash. Here, let me just give you the details at the end of Paragimel. He says Shmuel Haroa v'David Amelach Chilku Halavim LeEsim Rabba Mishmaros v'Ovid Mishmar B'Chol Shabbos. Okay, because Shem Shalavim Muzharim Shalolavid Avodas Hakonim Kach Hakonim Muzharim Shalolavid Avodas Halavim. We went through this. What's V'Chen Halavim Atzman Muzharim Shaloyasa Echad Melechas Chavero. These are Levim. It sounds like. Right, remember that? Levim she'avdu avodas hakohenim, oz she'siyei alevim, melechah she'enim alechah, lechayiv misa v'dei shamayim. Avo kohen she'avod avodas levi, einu b'misa el b'lo sasei. Kohen who does a levi. So he doesn't mention a kohen doing another mishmar at all. Yeah, he doesn't mention a kohen doing another mishmar at all. The closest you get is that this thing here. The Dharma Nidvos is Vim Ain Makivin Oso Afilu Beregel Ela Mishmar Shizmana Kavua. Shenemer Chel Kechel Kechelu. Well, it makes sense that it wouldn't be a lav because the Pasuk is Chel Kechel Kechelu. They should do it. So maybe it'd be an Isra say at the most.
Maybe.
Yeah, huh? It's all say if they did it.
So you're rebuttaling your assay, his assay, everyone's assay, Ellen's. It's your assay too.
Well, it's not your assay, no, it's.
It's like I say to have a system like this, you're being mevatel the system.
Right, yeah, that's right. Which is, to have this, he should see vano shiyu wakonim, right? So it's that there's a system in place. We're all supposed to maintain this system. Something like that. Okay, so the there are a couple of things here for us to point out. First of all, we want to point out the there are other Rishonim, for example, who do count these as two separate mitzvahs, mm-hmm. right? The Ramban over here in Hasasagas, it's a long thing, but the Ramban says that in the pasuk there's no tzivui whatsoever regarding the mishmaros, right? So the Ramban comes out that either it's a takanas hanavim or it's a halacha lemosh misinai that they should not mix in to each other. Finally, at the end, he comes out that it's a halacha lemosh misinai. First, he says maybe takanas hanavim, then he seems to say that it's a halacha lemosh misinai. But the Ramban seems to understand like this: the halacha lemosh misinai gives permission for them to set up a system whereby they would arrange mishmaros. But it's not an isser to not do that, right? So the way he learns the Gemara, it's the Gemara in Tainus that talks that the Rambam was quoting, where the Gemara Rambam says about the arrangement of four of eight, Lazavi Tamar, Ramosha, and then it went to David and Shmuel, made it to 24. So that's because the Kohanim became more prolific, so they had to have more divisions. And so the Ramban understands that the pasuk is giving, that the halacha lemosh misinai is giving permission for that to happen. So levad mim karav al havos is a reference to the halacha lemosh misinai, that it's okay to do it that way, but there's no isser, so to speak, to mix in. The Rambam's term over here is that we don't want to shalotiya yad hakom misasekas yachad. Right? We want to have this mixing in. So it's really interesting. The Rambam in that we just quoted, the Rambam.
But we have other places. I mean, practicality. They had to have split up. You know, with Haram HaSedesh, and also there was all Kohanim used to do it, and it was one of practical people pushing, so they came with a system.
Right.
I mean, the Torah doesn't reference that to say it's okay that you have a system and some kind of order.
I mean, why would the Rambam understand that you need a?
All of a sudden, here I need to have some kind of system on.
It's to say that there's a mitzvah in the Torah about mishmaros.
Fine.
Torah feels like making a mitzvah.
Right. So be it.
Yeah, but if you can say that the whole point here is to be matir, but not that there's an isser per se, that's an interesting question. So why do you need a heter to make a workable arrangement? Maybe the point, and you know what it could be? I'm just making this up because your question, I think, is a good question. It could be that if you don't have a pasuk to, or a halacha mish misinah to be matir it, so every coin can say, you have no right to take this from me. I want to eat. I want to have this imurim, this chatas, right? I'm a kohen, right? So we say, no, we have an arrangement. We're not stealing from you, and we're not doing it, right? So by the Torah, it could be that there was a schus maisa, but there wasn't any, by the Truma Sedeshan, there was no benefit that was taken away from them by assigning it to one coin. But there was no material benefit, whereas here it was actually a benefit. So therefore, the Ramban might understand that you need the heter to taka assign it to one at the expense of everybody else that week. Maybe I'm just making this up. It's a good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Rambam quotes a pasuk. The Rambam says, only the Mishmar Shizmano Kavua can have the karbanas that are not caused by the regal. Shenemar chelik kechelik yochelu, levad mim karav al ha'avos. Because there's a pasuk that says that levad mim karav, when we tell you on Yom Tov to share equally, right, we don't mean mim karav al ha'avos. Right? That, meaning the assigned Mishmaros that was the deal that was made, that we don't mean. The things that were traded, and therefore you should continue to respect that even on the regal. Now let me ask you a question. According to the Rambam, what's the source for all year long not being able to, all year long having one Mishmar assigned? So the Rambam says, Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, right? Where does it? See, the Rambam has got to learn that Levad Mem Karov Al Ha'avos is itself the place that tells you that you must have Mishmaras all year long. Right? That's the Rambam's source. Right? Levad Mem Karov Al Ha'avos is the place in the Torah where there is a din that all year long you must have Mishmaras, which he asserts is part of the mitzvah. Right? So I'm wondering if we could say the following, just to be magdi the Rambam, to explain why the Rambam puts both the all year long din of mishmaros together with the mishmaros of with the din of the equal thing of the regel. I mean, why it's such a bizarre conceptualization instead of having two separate, right? So I'm just wondering if somehow the Rambam understands that when the pasuk says that you should have this arrangement on the regalim of kulam b'shava, that the Rambam understands that this itself is a giant mishmar. That it's not that there are no mishmaras on the regal, it's that there's a giant mishmar, there's one big mishmar, meaning that there's a mitzvah in the Torah called follow the mishmaras, right? And the mishmaras all year long are very small. So you have 1 week you, 1 week you. On Yom Tov, the Torah says have one big mishmar. And so it's all the same thing, which means on Yom Tov you have the mishmar system of all of them eating together. I mean, what makes them a mishmar?
Except for what's not part of it.
Except for, yeah, right, right.
The mishmar does all of what is Korbanos and Sukkos, you earn Chagim, you say some that, yes, some no.
Yes, yeah, so you can say like this. You can say like this. Just follow me and see if, just try this out. I don't have a hechrach for this at all, but try this out. All year long, when one mishmar can't go into the other mishmar, right? That's a din that the Rambam's saying of shalotihi ayah komisasekas yachad. That's idea of I don't want this mixture. I don't want. I think they might use the lashon of arvovia. I don't want this whole everybody all together. That's what it is when we have the mishmaras all year long. On Yom Tov, when there's a din that the mishmaras all work together, and maybe the way I'm saying that it's all one mishmar, there still is a din of mishmaras for the non-Yom Tov related karbanos, but that's no longer a din of not mixing together, that's just a din of an assignment of mishmaras. In other words, put it another way, not having all the mishmaros mixing in together, shalotehi ayat hakomis hasekas yachad, might be a din in how to perform the avoda. It might be a din in how to properly do the avoda, which is I don't want everybody mishing around. I don't want hundreds of kohenim mishing around. Whereas on Yom Tov, we've dispensed with that because we already have an Arvuvia. We have all the kohanim mixing around in the Korbanos of Yom Tov. We have that. It's evidently preferred. I want B'cholavas Nafsho. Everybody comes and serves, right? Except I don't want on the non-Yom Tov Korbanos there, I want you to go to the regular Mishmar system. Not the Mishmar system that governs all year long, which is that I'm trying to protect a certain way of accomplishing the avoda, but the mishmar system that governs all year long that assigns the avoda to different kohanim as a benefit or whatever it is. So, what I'm doing is conceptually it's all one din, and there's a mishmar system that works on Yom Tov and on non-Yom Tov, except that there's a caveat: the non-Yom Tov mishmar system has a second benefit. I don't know if it fits into the Rambam or not. You should see Banaju Akadim Odim Mishmaras. Period. That's the mitzvah. Tav Mishmar Bakhashavu Vlatiya Kovas al Yachad, Ella Brigam Vad, Shiyavdu Azam Mishmaras Kulam Bishava. So that's still a way of functioning in Mishmaras, but that's the Mishmaras Kulam Bishava. Except for, of course, the Karbanos that does he mention the Karbanos here? They come not Mahasaragal? Not at all. He doesn't even get into it here. He brings us to free then, yeah. Yachad which Rosh Hashanah Karbanos around there. I don't know. Do you see what I'm saying? No, I'm trying to say that there's two aspects to assign Mishmar. Aspect number one is Shlotiya Yada Komisasekas Yachad, and number two is an apportioning of the rights. One is a dignity of the avoda, maybe, and another one is the apportionment of the rights of the kahuna itself. So on Sukkah, on Yom Tov, we've dispensed with the concern for Arbuvia. The raya is that we have all the regalim are done together, right? Why are you concerned about maintaining the mishmaras for the other kavanas when you already have the misasekas yachad for the regalim, right? You have already lost the whole protection of shalotiya yana komisasekas yachad. So what I'm saying is because there's another aspect of mishmaras that isn't necessarily an issue of shalotiya misasekas yachad. That other aspect of mishmaras is the aspect of assigning different Kohanim privileges. So they didn't lose their privileges on Yom Tov, that's all. But their Avuvia part, that isn't accomplished on Yom Tov. For some reason we want everybody together on Yom Tov. You can see conceptually why you might want it that way, because you don't want Yom Tov to be in the domain of any part of Klal Yisrael at all, anything. Anyway, that may be a way to just appreciate the framework of the Rambam, how we can put both things in the same thing, because it's all a question of Mishmaras. And even on Yom Tov there are Mishmaras. And on Yom Tov, we retain the Mishmaras when it doesn't come to Yom Tov stuff, but we haven't retained the Arvuvia thing, because on Yom Tov we've dispensed with that anyway. Yeah. Anyway, but the Kash is much stronger. It's not even a Kash, it's just conceptually, why is the Rama putting all this in one mitzvah? So I'm struggling to try to come to some framework, but that's it.
Yeah, also from the pasuk, it really sounds like there is only one mitzvah per se. The whole mention of setting up the mishmaros in the pasuk is very incidental. Really, it sounds like there's only the mitzvah of the kohen who's coming with all of us nafsha, which though is hard to define as a mitzvah because it's like a nidva slave kind of thing. It's the whole of us nafsha.
Right.
I don't think maybe he defines like the negative spaces. In other words, you have to do that. Setting up the mishmar is what creates a framework to allow them to have the quantum decide that they want to come in, and everyone wants to show up for the regal, or if they want to show up for the regal, you have to have like the whole rest of the year defined differently, very regimented, so that the regal looks different.
So what are you saying about the negative spaces that caught my ear?
The mitzvah is to set up the mishmaros, because that's the only way you can really define it here. You couldn't define the positive mitzvah of I want every kohen who wants to go in and do a mitzvah, because that's up to the kohen. It's like a nivah slave kind of thing, if they want to do it.
So you first need to have
what the whole rest of the year looks like has to be set up, so the Yom Tov looks different. In other words, it's like it's defining the mitzvah like the negative spaces.
I see. No, again, the thrust of the Rambam seems to be the whole... Well, you're saying that it's not inconsistent, really. I hear what you're saying. That's not a problem.
Which is also why it's a Tzivoyan, like, the call, even though set up the system, even though from the Pasuk, it sounds like every coin who has a Vasnatra sounds like a thing to the Kohen, and if you want, you're supposed to give them a slave, but maybe that can't be defined for some reason as a mitzvah, because it's up to the Kohen if he feels that he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear. No, that's as far. All right, in the time we have left, I just wanted to show you how the Chinuch quote, the Sefer Chinuch himself, going through this mitzvah, quotes the Ramban, and we get a little bit more insight into how he understood what the Ramban was saying, because he summarizes the Ramban. You see this on the bottom of the page? Right, so it's at the end of the first line of the quotation. I lifted this out of a long Chinuch. But we might as well look at the first line before we get to the Ramban. Over alze umacha b'yad chaver b'regel shelo lava b'chol avas nafsho. Here's how it's very interesting. He says the way to be mevatel this mitzvah is for Kohen A to say to Kohen B, "Don't you dare serve now on Yom Tov," right? And right, so bitel asezev. Now the point is that anybody wants to can, and I can't stop you. If I stop you, that if I'm the one who's over, that's how to be over it. Okay. V'harambanzal hisig b'zos ha-mitzvah l'Rambam. Ramban, and it's in Sefer HaMitzvahs, right on the page, comments on the Rambam. V'omar shehayos ha-konim odin l'mishmaros enu b'mashma ha-kasu klal kadaito shel harav. that there's nothing. He's saying the whole being of Kohenim working a Mishmaros doesn't sound at all like the Rambam. Meaning, there's nothing in the Pesukim that indicates that there really is Shakohenim Odim Mishmaros. Ela halacha l'mosh miSinai hu sheyechalku b'neim ha'avod l'mishmaros. It's a halacha l'mosh miSinai that they should divide up amongst them the Mishmaros. Moshe Rabbeinu hu shehischil chila l'chalkam. Moshe Rabbeinu began the process. V'hu asa mehem shmona mishmaros, arba me'itamar v'siyato, v'arba me'alaz v'siyato, four and four from those two sons. Kachia Kabbalah. That's the Kabbalah. I mean, that's the halacha l'mosh miSinai. V'zeh she'amar ha'kasuv levad mim karav, and that the pasuk says, except for the arrangement with the ancestors, shlilos hu. It's a how do we say that? It's a negative. It's an exception. V'lom mitzvah klal. It's not a mitzvah. Kolomer sheyavdu hakohenim b'chol avas nafsham b'chol eis bein b'chol bein b'regel. They should do whatever they want whenever they want. Levad imratzu v'yiskimu l'chalik b'neim avad l'shmaris. Except if they made an arrangement. Levad mimkarav alavos. If indeed they desired on their own volition to make an arrangement and say, you work on week one and I work on week two. The Kibbalah Halacha Mishmisinai Shiroi Lasses Kain, and we have a Kabbalah from Halacha Mishmisinai that you're a make an arrangement. Kadesh Shatasam Teasam Halacha Kaseder Ubizrizus, to enhance the Malacha by making it be organized and make it to be done fast. Zot Taref Divrei Rav. That's how the Chinuch understands the Ramban, and the reason I go to this is because the Ramban is very lengthy, and it's hard to know exactly if when the Ramban says it's Halacha Mishmisinai in his own words, it's hard to know if he means. It's halacha mishmisinai that you must do this, whereas the chinuch says it's halacha mishmisinai that you may do this, and you're not in violation by stopping kohenim from coming b'chol avas nafsham. But per se, he says that in the Ramban's understanding of the pasuk is saying that both weekday, I mean all year long, and yom tov, the kohen, there's no special din, there's no din in the Torah per se that you have to assign mishmaros. So according to Ramban, there's no din that you must make mishmaros all year long. There was a Mishmar system. We're not arguing with that. That was done with permission of the Torah, but they weren't fulfilling a mitzvah. Right? That's how the Ramban understands it. And the Rambam understands, no, they had to all the time. What's really interesting is that it would come out very interesting, I just want to conceptually, it's very interesting. It comes out according to the Rambam that the breakup, the what would be the mitzvah ladoros? What's the mitzvah that applies all the time? How do you functionally fulfill this mitzvah generation in generation out if they're all broken up, say, from Moshe? Right? Moshe already assigned them. So
keep the system running, you know?
Right. In other words, just actually work, right, exactly. Deciding what week and making sure. So it's interesting. It comes out that it's a very mundane thing that once you set up the system has the legal enforceability of a daraisa. Even though there's nothing intrinsic in the Torah that said that the Elazar family should be doing this week, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like it's almost like in the concept like the Shavu Mitzvot B'nei Noach that Goyim have to set up dinim. We don't care what the dinim are, right? So here we say, make mishmaros, and no mishmar can go into the other mishmar's thing. Which mishmar is whose? That's up to you, right? And then David HaMelech comes along and says, oh, we need more mishmaros, so he makes more. And so, right? So now that the Araisa, which before had eight different groups circulating all year long, now has 24 different groups circulating all year long, and now the Araisa practice of the Araisa is different. Right? It's just a mud and a thing. You end up with a very malleable Araisa. It's still a Araisa for me to work this week and for you not to work this week. But before David HaMelech, you know, I was working longer. You know, and that was enforced by the Daraisa. So it's a mud in the thing. To say that the Mishmaris themselves are Daraisa, that's a consequence. It's just very strange. It's pointing that out. Not a kasha, it's just an unusual thing.
Especially if they have an argument, you know, about what should the Daraisa be. I think it should be this week.
I think I should serve this week?
Right. Like they both think that they're doing Daraisa, trying to set up the system my way.
Somebody's going to be, yeah, so that's interesting. We have a Moshe, we have a David and Shmuel. Evidently we needed, why do we need such big people to do this? Or why can't the Kohanim work it out? Right? No, but big people. David, I mean, and I'm sure the generation before, like 20 years before David and Shmuel, I have a funny feeling that there were a lot of Kohanim and they didn't do it, right? Then David and Shmuel come along and they say, we're going to make a new thing, 24, right?
It sounds like it couldn't even be Shmuel, it had to be David.
Right, yeah. With a Melech, right? Melech. Malchus,
and
right?
Moshe was also a Melech.
Right, it's true. It's very interesting. Yeah, Moshe is a Melech, right? Just a mundane thing that they had to set it up. I think the Gemara in Titus also mentions
nature.
Yeah, you mean you need somebody that big.
That stature to be able to...
But it's also amazing that with human nature they didn't try to set it up. Nobody tried ever to claim that they're big enough to set it up. Anyway, so it's just a very strange mechanism. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so that's the Rambam. Go ahead.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.